Rubén narra cómo fue su primer día en la ciudad de Beijing. Rubén tells how was his first day in the city of Beijing. Rubén thought if it wasn't cold outside, he was going to walk to Beihai Park. He looked outside his window and he saw many people on the sidewalk below wearing short-sleeved shirts.
The radio said the temperature was 10 degrees.
That was not exactly hot, he thought. The radio also said it would warm up by noon. It was only 10 a.m. He put on jeans and a t-shirt and he walked outside. It was a little chilly and he thought it would get warmer as he walked. Along his walk towards Beihai Park, he noticed the weather was getting even chillier. So he went into Wudaku Clothing Market, a budget clothing store. If he found something warm and cheap, he would buy it. He went upstairs to the men's department and he found a long-sleeved shirt. Then he saw a nice jacket.
He took wood pieces to the cashier to pay. As he walked to the cashier, he remembered he did not have much cash with him. So he thought if they didn't accept credit cards, he will look for an ATM and they come back from the clothes he picked. When he got to the cashier, he noticed they did not accept credit cards. So Ruben went out and started looking for an ATM. A woman on the street, she told him there was just one in front of the store. Ruben crossed the street to get some money and saw a friend of his, Melissa. Melissa was a friend back to the United States. They went to an Arabic coffee shop to catch up on their lives. After talking for a while, Ruben made plans for the weekend. He decided on going swimming and invited Melissa to go along with him. Ruben called her on the phone and let's see what happened that day.
Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Hey, Ruben. Fine. How about you?
Very good. Listen, did you decide if you want to come to the pool with me today?
Well, I'm still busy, but I could go with you and swim for a couple hours. Around 11 a.m. Would it be okay for you? And then we could have lunch.
Sure. There is a nice restaurant at the hotel, and another one just around the corner.
Okay, see you then.
See you.
What a nice pool. If I had the time, I would stay here all day long.
And if I have the money, I will stay here longer.
I would too. Hey, Ruben, if you had the chance, what other places would you like to know here in China? If I had the money, I would go there too, because I haven't gone there yet. To be honest, sometimes I don't even have time for myself.
Really? Well, sometimes that happens when you are living abroad.
Yes, I know. For instance, I was going to visit the Great Wall last week, and I couldn't because I had so many things to do. I guess if I were here for vacations, as you are, I would have more time to know this wonderful country. For sure, but I don't really have time. I could for sure go with you if I had time.
Well, I will let you tell you about the Forbidden City as soon as I come back to the hotel. If you want, we could have a dinner tomorrow and I'll tell you about it.
Nice idea. I'll be here tomorrow night around 7, if that's okay for you.
Yes, 7 o'clock, it's okay. It's very good.
Talking about something different, what a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is. If we're so sunny today, I will have to go to Wudukau